Andy, how do you assess that point?
Every point's a good point, Andy. Obviously, you want to take three, like we spoke before the game, but yeah, every point's a good point, especially away from home. You know, that's off the back of two defeats away from home. It was important that we stopped that rot, which we have done. And I'm delighted with a clean sheet, obviously, but I think we've had enough clear-cut chances today. I think there's chances at both ends. And Colin will probably be saying they've had a couple of chances, but I think ours are clear-cut. I think they're a little bit more clear-cut than theirs. So a bit disappointed we didn't take all three, but, you know, we're back on the bus with something.
Frustrating because you dominated the start of the game, and if you put one of those away, yeah, it could be comfortable.
Yeah, you know, the way they are as well. We spoke about that, about dominating early, and we did. The lads, that's as good as we started for a long time. I think you'd agree with that. And we spoke about not letting them, with the start that they've had to the season, getting any positives. And you saw at the end, when they do start to get a positive, as they did, and they started to believe a bit more, they can cause you a few problems. In the last 10 minutes, they've probably had their best spell of the game, and thankfully, we've got some good defenders, and we saw that out.
Yeah, you mentioned the defence solid. The three centre-half still looking very solid.
Yeah, we don't concede many goals playing it, do we? That's touch wood. I hope I'm not putting a curse on us for next week. But no, we seem pretty solid with the three. Paul Jones obviously behind. But I have to say today, the whole unit's worked hard. It's not just because of the back three that we don't concede goals. It's a system that the lads have worked really hard at in training, something that we work really hard with. And it gives you two up front, which we think is the best way to go at the moment. And yeah, it's been a solid base, to be honest.
That's obviously the good end. At the other end, can you figure out why you're just not getting them on the goals at the minute?
Well, we've missed chances again today. You know, and like I said, we've you know, Jed's been in a couple of times down the sides and put balls across, and again we're not on the end of it, which is disappointing. We've been clean through on a couple of occasions, and a couple of things don't then break for you as well in the box, which those little bits that maybe at the start of the season were. But we have to keep believing. That's what I've just said to the players. We've got to keep believing that the goals will come, and they will. We can't keep dominating games like we did, especially first half, and not score. Eventually, that tide's got to turn, and we'll keep working at it. Go back to the training ground this week and work again. We've got another nice week now where we haven't got a midweek game, and we can continue to work, and hopefully the goals will come.
You're confident you don't need to do anything different to get the goals starting to flow?
No, we just need to get, you know, we're creating chances, and we're getting people in the right areas. It's just a case of finishing them off, and that's something we've got. Obviously, we've brought Mickey Drennan in to, it's something different to strengthen the front line, and we've got good competition for places all over the pitch in all areas. But yeah, we've got to start taking a lot more chances now, because we do create a lot.
Do you think there is the potential of Westcar Adjumang being a fruitful partnership?
Yeah, I think so. You know, the other, you know, Dagenham and Redbridge, we score three goals. Wickham, we score. You know, there's, yeah, why not? Let's, you know, they've done okay. Like I said, the link play's good today. We've been in on a few occasions, and I think we've created the better chances of the two teams today, the more clear cut. But unfortunately, we couldn't take one.
Just final, another positive and negative. Positive to see Nigel Atangana back on the pitch, but unfortunate the reasons he had to come on. How is James Dunn?
Yeah, Dunn is all right. He's got a bump on the head, basically, and the doctor's there and the physio's there. It's just a precaution, as you know, that's the FA Cup final. I'm sure he'll continue, but yeah, he'll be fine for next week, so that's no problem. And it was great to see Nigel back out there, probably a little bit earlier than we expected, and I think he tired a bit towards the end. I think everybody could see that. We'd used all the substitutions up, so we couldn't get him off. Obviously, we were trying to win the game with the attacking systems that we were going with, but it was nice to see him back out there. Yeah.